Coming up next on The Voice of Alabama Politics, a misleading poll. Also, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth has a brilliant idea. And rumor has it, Katie Britt for vice president.
But there's absolutely no truth to that old story, believe me.
Oh.
Old, stale,
rotten.
Talking
about today.
What?
Fake news? Nothing here? Maybe not. All this and much, much more coming up next on The V. Welcome to The Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt. And as always, I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire. Hi.
Hi, it's just you and me today.
Yeah, it reminds me of that old song, Just the Two of Us.
Just the Two
We
of
Can
us.
Make It If We Try.
Yes.
All right, we're going to try it. How about
we're going to give it
All
a right. shot. How about
So this past week, the Alabama Policy Institute released a poll about gaming. Now, the Policy Institute is adamantly against gaming. Mm-hmm. In this poll, they said that the people of Alabama, they said that the Republican people of Alabama mm-hmm. did not want to expand gambling. That's what they said. And they had a poll that actually proved that. Now, how they did it is through a combination of asking the right question mm-hmm. and also push polling, which right. is a way of getting people to respond to a particular question that they weren't even thinking about, basically. Right. And so what happened was they asked, is expanding gaming a legislative priority?
Right.
And people said, well, was it one of your top priorities? And they gave them a list of priorities. And let's just go through those. They said, what's your top priorities mm-hmm. for the legislature? First was jobs and economy. Mm-hmm. So 55% said, that's my top priority.
As it
they gave them a list. Then they said 19% said healthcare, right?
That's important.
Education, 17%. Protecting kids, that was their question, 12%. And expanding gambling, 7%. That makes sense to me. If you're looking at a list of priorities.
Mm-hmm. You know, because, of course, they're asking, is it a priority, instead of asking, is it important?
Right.
There's a big difference.
Sure.
Is it a priority for most people? No. Like for us, we don't gamble, so it's not a priority.
Right.
For us, a priority is jobs, economic growth, you know. And it's also saying, you know, well, obviously kids' safety is second to the bottom. So are these same
yeah.
people still saying that kids aren't as important as the economy?
Right.
You can't really look at it all like that.
No, it's very skewed in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You point out a great point. It would be absurd mm-hmm. to have a headline that says Republican voters do not think child protection or protecting kids is a priority. I mean, people would go, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So they set it up so it would look like this is what people were against. Didn't say they were against it. It said that it wasn't a priority. No one, like you said it was a priority.
I want to look at the questions they ask and how they ask them. This is what we were talking about, push poll, and
right.
trying to drive for the answer you want. And a lot of people don't look at polling. They don't have time, but it's our job to look at polls.
Right.
And first of all, they didn't give any demographics of who these people were.
Right.
The only thing, which is you usually have a ton of information about who they polled.
Right.
The only information about who they polled was that they were Republican.
Right.
That was it. Now, the questions are my favorite, though. Are you concerned about the rise in gambling addiction, particularly among young men? Do you support the expansion of gambling in the state of Alabama? It gets better. Do you support having digital gambling available on every smartphone in Alabama? It's already there. The next question is, do you support having sports betting available on smartphones? It's already there.
And the thing that they're trying to say is that, and people were against having it on all the phones, which is, you can have that now.
Yeah.
But it made it seem like this is a way they were going to expand gaming. Now, when it comes to the crucial question of do they support gaming or not, the final question being, gaming expansion shows a split view. 39% supported expanding gaming, 44% opposed it, but here you go, 17% had no opinion at all. Mm-hmm. They weren't even just undecided, they had no opinion.
Right.
So
right.
That's a split decision, even by a poll of all likely Republicans.
Yeah. Republicans, you're not adding into that independents, Democrats.
Right.
You know, some 80% of Alabama voters want to vote on this bill.
Yeah.
They want, that doesn't mean they want to expand gaming. It means they want to vote on it and make it their decision. One of the other the questions I loved here, would you support local casino in your neighborhood or community? You don't necessarily have them right now, but let me assure you that you have them in the gas stations and the florists and all in the back.
Right.
You already have it in your community and neighborhood. It's illegal and unregulated, and that's part of what this bill is going to address.
The funny part is there are about 10, 20, 12% of people went, sure, bring it on. I'm excited about it. But anyway, the thing is, API has a right to voice their opinion
on
legislation. Even though they're a partisan group, they have their right. What they don't really shouldn't, they don't have an ethical or moral right to mislead people.
Exactly.
This poll is absolutely misleading. And you bring up a good point. We already have gambling. Mm-hmm. Representative Andy Witt has toured the state and pointed out, we already have a lot of illegal gaming. Mm-hmm. What the legislature wants to do, what Speaker Ledbetter and I think President Pro Tem Reid and Andy Witt and others and the governor wants to do is they want to regulate gaming, get rid of illegal gaming. This is not a bill that will expand gaming.
No.
It will contract gaming.
Exactly. It will actually reduce the amount of gambling in the state by regulating where it's going.
Yeah.
And all of this, do you want a casino in your neighborhood, is not possible because this bill and prior bills to this establishes exactly where it can be and exactly how it's going to be regulated. So it's not an all-out free-for-all for gaming.
Right.
It's actually pulling the illegal gaming in the backs of the florists and the backs of the, you know, gas stations and stuff like that. So it's more controlled and it gives the lawmakers more teeth than just giving them a fine and sending them home to do it all over again.
And many of these organizations are from out of state.
They are.
Now, we only got a couple seconds here, but I do want to get this in. There is a provision supposedly in the bill that says they're going to have an open bidding process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, if you bring an open bidding process to this without some real stringent rules and regs, mm-hmm. you're going to have outside interests that have no concerns about Alabama buying these licensing and then controlling things. Mm-hmm. We have people in the state like the Porch Creek Indians and Victory Land mm-hmm. who have ran these types of businesses for 20, 30 years mm-hmm. and done them legitimately and done them and paid their wages to workers and took care of their people.
And have an interest in Alabama.
They are from Alabama. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need. We need Alabama businesses owning Alabama gaming businesses. But we'll leave right there. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
It's time. Time we had someone in Congress fighting for us. As Democratic leader in the State House, Anthony Daniels helped steer millions of dollars into our district, fighting to raise wages, invest in our infrastructure, and create good jobs. Now he's passed a new law, removing state taxes on overtime pay, putting more money in our pockets. It's time for Anthony Daniels for Congress. One of us for all of us.
I'm Anthony Daniels, and I approve this message.
Your home is your most valuable asset, but what if someone tried to steal it from you? Property fraud is one of the fastest growing areas of fraud in the country today.
As a district attorney, I've seen firsthand the devastating effects of property fraud. That's why I'm proud to support the Montgomery County Probate Court's REACT program.
REACT is designed to protect your property and to give you peace of mind. By signing up, you'll receive an email notification if a document is filed against your property.
This program is a game changer. It has the potential to prevent fraud and protect countless homeowners throughout Montgomery County.
So don't wait. Sign up for REACT today and protect your home.
Protect your home with REACT. Sign up today.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. Susan, this past week, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and his 21st Century Workforce Commission came out with 11 proposals that, if implemented and if backed, will fundamentally reshape Alabama in an extraordinarily positive way. I mean, it's just an amazing package. Mm-hmm. We must give Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth and President Pro Tem Reid and the business community that participated in the development of this plan. This is an idea of a private public partnership, and it looks fantastic.
It does. They're going to do so many things. They plan to maybe merge some of the existing departments in the Alabama Workforce Authority, which they're finding some duplication in there.
Right.
Although, now the Alabama Workforce Authority is doing a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got great, you know, unemployment rates here in Alabama. Yeah. You know, we do have some leftover jobs that can't be fulfilled, but nevertheless, they're doing a great job because we've got, like I said, 1.7 million people over the age of 16 that are not working. And so they're going to try to address some of these issues, as well as making it more of a legislative priority and to get more diverse group of leaders like senators and representatives and CEOs together in this to look forward in Alabama.
Well, one of the things I thought was really fascinating to me is that some of the ideas they had for fixing these problems are things we have been talking about for years.
You just took my line.
It's just like expanding the child tax credit so that there are fewer children living in poverty. Parents have a way to raise their children well. You know, a kid can't learn if they're hungry. They just can't learn. And parents can't go to work if they can't feed their kids. But the other thing is developing with these businesses child care. Mm-hmm. So that they have a place. We know that childcare is one of the most costliest parts of a family's budget if you have small children.
Yes, it is. It is.
And so that's one of the things they're trying to do. And I think they want to take and put this whole thing under a cabinet level umbrella. In other words, the governor would be able to select somebody that oversees the workforce development on a cabinet level and to be, you know, selected by the governor, approved by the Senate. I think it would be a masterstroke.
Well, they're also going to tackle other issues like mental health, housing, transitioning military members back in so they can boost the work.
Right.
So this is a comprehensive plan.
Right.
I mean, they're going to address so many different issues, and it's so good to hear.
Yeah,
so
it really is a forward-leaning idea. It's still conservative because, I mean, you know, when you make it easier for people to work, that's a very conservative idea.
It's pro-business.
You know, that is pro-business. And look, let's face it, we need all the help we can get in Alabama.
Yeah, we do.
We've got a very good, solid workforce, but we have a number of people that have so many reasons they can't work.
Right.
Even if they want to work, they can't work. And it is things like transportation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have transportation. They don't have child care. Mm-hmm. They don't have health care.
Right.
There's a lot of things that they need. And we can figure out a way to do that. I think Will Ainsworth will probably be the next governor on that
one.
But probably will be anyway. I just think, you know, these are important private, public projects to move the state forward.
Well, I think it's very inclusive that they want to work with the business leaders in Alabama.
Yeah.
That's so important that there is a partnership between the legislature and the CEOs, the powerful CEOs in our state, because these are the guys with the business ideas.
Yeah. Susan, this past week, we got an op-ed over at APR from a Riley McArdle. He is a young Republican, very active on college campus, where he's at the University of Alabama. And we're really happy when we get thoughtful op-eds, cogent display of ideas, and not yelling, screaming, being crazy, and saying stupid things. He made a very serious case for Associate Justice Sarah Stewart becoming the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama. And he likened her to a conservative icon, I would say now, Katie Britt.
Right.
And he also likened her to some of the other people in our state that are great Republicans.
I think Young Boozer was one of them.
Young Boozer was one. Mm-hmm. Governor Ivey. Mm-hmm. And, I've heard from a lot of people that say that Justice Stewart is just the right person for the job. Mm-hmm. But he makes a case that Justice Stewart is the right person in place. Mm-hmm. Tom Parker, who is aged out of being Chief Justice.
Right.
And I think I trust his opinion. And I also trust the opinion of judges that I have talked to around the state. And I know you have too.
I have. And she's very gracious. She's very thoughtful in her not to get involved in discussions that might possibly come before her in her court. She's very dutiful and a kind, compassionate person. And I think we need more of that in our Alabama politics than we do the hate bashing and the calling people woke.
Well, at least she's a lawyer.
At least she's a lawyer who has experience in the courtroom.
In the courtroom.
And people like her.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics.
Today, Montgomery is a safer city. It's time to shift the narrative and take control of our future. We're reopening community centers, remediating blight, and revitalizing neighborhoods across the city. And we're unleashing new opportunities. Over the past year, companies have invested a record-setting $2 billion in Montgomery and created 2,000 jobs. This is a new Montgomery. And together, we're reimagining the possibilities.
As a paramedic, you wouldn't believe the things that we've seen.
I've seen all types of horrible things.
I mean, we're there basically picking up the pieces from your worst day.
Everyone is just driving and not paying attention.
We all have the same goal. All of us want to go home alive and safe and harm nobody else in the process.
Slow down. Be careful. Care about the other people on the road. Don't be the reason that someone else doesn't go home tonight.
It's time. Time we had someone in Congress fighting for us. As Democratic leader in the State House, Anthony Daniels helped steer millions of dollars into our district, fighting to raise wages, invest in our infrastructure, and create good jobs. Now he's passed a new law, removing state taxes on overtime pay, putting more money in our pockets. It's time for Anthony Daniels for Congress. One of us for all of us.
I'm Anthony Daniels, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You know, Susan, this past week, the Cannabis Commission went again before Judge James Anderson, Montgomery Circuit Judge, who's been hearing all the nonsense.
God bless his heart.
Of how the Medical Cannabis Commission has done no wrong. You know, and he has found against them time and time and time and time again. They were supposed to, on the 24th, come back with an agreement on depositions. Mm-hmm. Well, instead of doing that, what they came back with is the AMCC lawyers were trying to say, well, we're not going to be deposed. We don't want to be deposed. We don't want you to depose anybody. And the final thing was Judge Anderson said, your butt's going to get deposed. We're going to depose six of the commissioners, including John McMillan, mm-hmm. because we want to know what the heck's going on over there.
I agree with Judge Anderson, and God bless him for his patience in this matter, because I certainly wouldn't have the kind of patience he's had. But we do need to know, why are they so opposed to these depositions? Yeah. That tells me a lot right there, because obviously there's things they don't want us to know.
Right.
And I tell you what's ultimately going to have to happen here is the legislature is going to have to get involved in this again. There's no way around it. They're not following the law. They're not following the way to select these. They haven't even been to the facilities, some of which don't exist, which is specifically in the law. So I think that this session, that they're going to have to make this a priority, because this is going to drag on forever if they don't.
This process did not have to be this flawed.
No.
But the way they've handled themselves and the process would make any reasonable person think that there's something nefarious, something hinky, something absolutely wrong going on.
There's something up there. And I smell a rat.
There, yeah.
I smell several rats, actually.
That's right. And when you talk about getting the legislature back in, I have a thought about that. One of the biggest problems that they've had is that they have these integrator license where they get to grow it, cultivate it, mm-hmm. process it, distribute it, all that.
Yes.
That's the big
soup
license.
To nuts.
That's the license that only a few people can qualify for, but they broke it down to five, mm-hmm. and they've never been able to settle on the same five. And the way they went about this makes you wonder if somebody in the family isn't getting paid some of this stuff. I can't say that's true. I'm just saying it makes you think that.
We'll see what the depositions say.
What I don't understand, in a conservative state like Alabama, why don't we open it up for at least 10?
Yeah.
And if the state can't hold five, the market will work it out.
It will. I mean, we live in an economy that only this most fit survive. So it doesn't matter if it's 10, it doesn't matter if it's 20. Those that best perform will survive as a business. Yeah. Those that don't won't.
Yeah.
So why are we restricting this?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The legislature could come back in and snap like that. Change that big. That's been the big issue. Mm-hmm. There's been a number of people that are qualified and they don't feel like they've been treated fairly, and they have not, in my opinion. And so this would be a way to correct it before. I mean, again, this process has gone on for almost 4 years, when the idea was to help the pain and the suffering mm-hmm. of the people of Alabama who need this. Now all we ever do is talk about lawsuits and who's getting money and who's getting screwed. Well, I can tell you who's getting screwed. It's the people that need this medication.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, they're playing around, like you said, with the lawyers and with the minute pieces of the law, while ignoring other large portions of it. Meanwhile, people are suffering every day that cannot get these products.
Yeah. I mean, people have had to move out of state.
Yeah, they have.
To get these products that are in state after state after state after state, and we cannot get it right.
No.
But the legislature's probably going to step in for anything to happen.
I think so.
I want to move on to something that, you know, is a lot of rumor and speculation. This past week, I wrote about it because and some major areas, major talking heads in Republican politics projected that former President Donald Trump would be wise to select Katie Britt as his VP. And boy, it just lit up the internet with people going, yes, she would be great.
And she would be. Katie ticks all the boxes. She's strong. She's new. She's young. She, you know, is a go-getter. So she would tick all those boxes. And I do think her one drawback with him is going to be she's a strong woman, and he is not keen on that.
You know, but I think most strategists would tell you that they think a woman will be his best bet. Now, I think there's a lot of people that think Tim Scott's going to be it. But Katie would be fantastic. Now, I think for her long-term career, it's probably best to just stay in the Senate and pass on that, because she's 40 years old or mm-hmm. so. She'll have plenty of time for VP or even a presidential slot. But again, if former president asks you, it'd be hard to turn him down. But I was just kind of proud that there were some very smart people saying
excuse me,
this would be the best pick. And they listed all those things that you said.
Hey, we knew when she went to D.C. she was going to be a star because they've never seen anything like her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's energetic. She's smart. She's a go-getter. And she takes no BS.
You know, we got a friend from New York City said, you know, if the power grid ever goes out in New York, we just need to figure out how to hook that woman up to it. And she can light up the whole city
of New York City
with all her energy.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we're very proud of what she's doing. And I had a guy tell me that he really liked the idea of my wife becoming a VP. And I made sure he understood that she was my daughter-in-law, which she's not. But she is our dear friend.
Wesley does call
me mom. She is our dear friend. And they also listed Wesley as a big selling point because he,
of course, you know,
former New England Patriot football player.
Mm-hmm. Star at Alabama.
Former president loves football players. That's his favorite team. And Wesley is about 6'9 and weighs 250 pounds. Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Still looking great. But anyway, I just, you know, I was kind of proud of that. You know,
very
there's
proud
a lot to think about there. And Trump seems to already have a pick in mind. Tim Scott was certainly close on his coattails in New Hampshire.
Couldn't have gotten any closer on his coattails.
From your lips to God's ear or something. But anyway, you've been watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You watch us because we watch them.